Russell Blaylock, M.D. You know, sitting here listening to him, I've noticed traveling around the country, I've been able to pull up satellite photos of the entire nation and then blow it up from an average day. The chemtrails are mainly over U.S. cities. These aren't like the old contrails that dissipated in a minute or so. I mean, they sit there all day, they turn into cloud banks, and now they admit, oh, there's been a lot of secret testing with this high-altitude, you know, passive aerosol spraying campaign, but we're doing it for your own good to protect the Earth. And then I notice that there are certain areas of the country where they're not doing it, and you notice those are the areas like Wyoming and places where the globalists are all moving and trying to stay. It is beyond evil that this is happening. And when they're chemtrailing heavily, my grandmother's lived here all her life, never had allergies, had them. It's not allergies, folks. It's brain inflammation. When they're chemtrailing heavily, in the middle of the summer at 2,000 feet, ice crystals are impossible there. Everybody gets sick. Everybody's got headaches because they're spraying us. And they think it's very funny. And now you heard Dr. Blaylock, 25, 30-year-olds getting Alzheimer's. It's very funny to them. And it's very enjoyable to these control freaks, these eugenicists. Dr. Blaylock, finishing up also, they've raised, the federal government has the level of radiation they say is safe. They've reported more explosions and smoke at Fukushima, but that's not even in our news. It's drifting over here, and you've also put out a paper dealing with some of the nutritional things folks can do to protect themselves from this low-level radiation exposure.
Well, I wrote an e-booklet, which goes into detail about how to protect yourself. It was originally written about nuclear terrorism, but it applies to medical radiation or this event. But what I did, I spent a good deal of time researching, primarily through NASA research. NASA does most of the research on radio protection, how to protect yourself. It rarely enters the general discussion. I mean, everybody talks about, well, you need iodine tablets and all that kind of stuff. All iodine does protect your thyroid. These very dangerous isotopes like cesium-134, 137, strontium-90, they can last in the body because they're incorporated in the bone entire lifetime. And their half-life is 30 years, so your entire life you'll be radiated internally. And that's what happened in Chernobyl. Well, when I looked through what they did in Chernobyl, the American doctors going over there treating them, they used a lot of supplements. For instance, in Chernobyl, they used alpha lipoic acid, found a dramatic protection of these people, reversals of some of these effects. When they looked at the NASA studies, they'll take animals and expose them to doses of gamma radiation that would kill the animals within 24 hours or less. And, for instance, with ginger, just the extract ginger, they found that if you gave it 5 days before the lethal dose of gamma radiation, they found enormous protection. Over 60-70% of the animals were alive that were given the ginger, and all of them died that didn't get it. So with even enormously high levels, these flavonoids are highly protective. Well, there's a number of them, curcumin, resveratrol, quercetin, all of these are enormously radio-protective. For instance, they did a study on breast exposed to radiation and found out if you gave curcumin, they reduced the incidence of radiation-induced breast cancer by 70%, which is far more protection than any known drug.
And now we see, I saw this in the news last week, the U.N., Codex Alimentarius has gone in Europe. They're banning hundreds of over-the-counter minerals and vitamins because Big Pharma knows it's their competition.
Well, yeah, and if you start banning these things that can protect you against these toxins, that's going to increase the mortality and the disease rate, for instance, with the chemtrails, the aluminum.
Well, folks can find that report at your website, and that's BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for your public
Thank
service.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls till about 30 after, maybe a little bit past, because I want to hear from everybody out there about the whole Bin Laden hoax. And then I'm going to get into all the news surrounding this. And the domestic checkpoints, the internal passport system that's being rolled out, and also the big PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com report, the 10 facts that prove that the whole Bin Laden situation is a hoax. Let me give you the exact headline. 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. We're going to be reading over that. Al-Qaeda, though, one of the propaganda centers admittedly connected to the Pentagon, Al-Qaeda confirms that Bin Laden was killed. And notice Al-Qaeda always pops up at key election time or at key times for diversions, coinciding with the announcements of Governor Ridge or Ashcroft before him or now Janet Napolitano, of a terror threat. Al-Qaeda puts out announcements agreeing. It'll just be on a message board or an audio, and everybody says it's real, and it's a government that's been caught putting out fake reports over and over again. I mean, do we forget that they've been caught lying to us over and over again? But there's one more point I want to add about that hour-long interview we just did with Dr. Russell Blaylock, you know, a top retired brain surgeon whose literature has entered the main scientific body of work, terms he coined, surgeries he invented, and I've flown the guys out to big events to interview him for upcoming film, and it's also already posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, unedited, just the whole interview, and they've flown out to events. Every week he's speaking at giant events packed full of medical doctors and other top medical doctors. This stuff is starting to get out, and you heard him. This is a contrived system to reduce population. Or these people are complete nuts. Well, how do they, with such precision, come out with things that attack the heart, attack the liver, attack the brain, and tell you it's for the cardiovascular system? How do they come out with a Gardasil shot that almost no women die of cervical cancer a year? Those that do usually have an autoimmune problem. 3,000 on average a year contracted, even less die. Generally, it's a very simple surgery. It's almost like skin cancer. Generally, it's women who are prostitutes and drug users and have had literally thousands of partners. The point is the drug insert for Gardasil says this doesn't necessarily protect you. It's only six of the known strains. The strains are in 300-plus that can kill you and in the total thousands and always mutating. But it certainly has killed, well, in the trials, it killed 20-something young girls. And every week or two, I see another article out of Kansas or Texas or California. It's always the cheerleader. Mama says, I'm going to give it to my girl. We're feminist. They take her because you're told, be a feminist. Give her the shot. Let her have, have sex or whatever. And they march her down there and they give her that shot. And, boy, she's paralyzed. Blood starts pouring out. She's dead. And the doctor finally reads the insert and goes, yeah, the shot killed your daughter. And everybody buries her and. It's kind of a celebration. And don't worry, as 25-year-olds get Alzheimer's and as everybody starts dying, they'll have diabetes runs and cancer runs and Alzheimer runs, and it'll all be fashionable with the local leaders. They're having dinners for the research that's given to Big Pharma to finance murdering us. These are murdering killers. But let me tell you something, cops, SWAT team guys. If I came and blew aluminum dust in your face, you would know that aluminum's connected to Alzheimer's. That's been admitted for 30 years. You'd probably beat me down and take me to jail. I deserve it. A grand jury would probably indict me for assaulting an officer. But the Department of Energy, for at least 16 years, just go search geoengineering testing, the dozens and dozens of patents to add it to the jet fuel, where the companies aren't even conscious of what's happening. It's just, here's the new federal policy, add this aluminum dioxide to it. The engines disperse it. It creates nuclei. In fact, BBC, NASA, Earth now 20% darker. Boom. Global dimming. Hit them with global dimming caused by contrails. But these aren't contrails. These are chemtrails. And it is the aerosol testing campaign. And you can't lie. Major universities, city health departments that aren't totally controlled all over are reporting 10, 20, 30, I'm getting chills right now, 50 times safe levels of aluminum. It's just appearing out of nowhere. There's not a factory nearby. It's coming down on us. We're breathing it. They're killing us. Of course, university professors say, I've been teaching for 50 years and these kids are dumb. The IQ has dropped. We're being murdered. Military, police, news people, government people, we're all in this together. We're all under attack. It's the scientific dictatorship that in the 70s had space planes with decapitation weapons to kill the entire global leadership in 1 hour. Dr. Bob Bowman told me that. Only reason he could talk about it was because in a C-SPAN debate about Star Wars program, the current head of it over a decade ago screwed up and started talking about classified, and Bowman looked at him and said, now I can talk about it. You just talked about it in the public forum. The guy turned red and freaked out. I mean, you think that helicopter that crashed and the fake bin Laden thing was high-tech? That thing's probably 40 years old. They had stealth bomber designs in the 40s, ladies and gentlemen. We're not in Kansas anymore. The decision has been made that the Earth is infested with too many humans, and the decision has been made to see if they can slowly poison us, slowly kill us, degenerate us, take our savings, transfer it to them as we die with their treatments. It's all compartmentalized. This is the plan. And then you wonder if the bin Laden video is fake. Again, the only reason I mention this is it came out in the news last year. Hillary apologized for the UN and the U.S. government shooting kids up with live syphilis. It wasn't just black people 30, 40 years ago. It's everybody. But see, white folks go,
them blacks and gave them the shot and gave them what they deserve. There's too many of them. I can't tell you how many yuppies go to universities and they go, well, there are too many people, Mr. Jones. Listen, scumbag. You want to be psychopath. You're being hit with it, too, you dim-eyed, snot-nosed piece of trash. I don't like being sprayed. I don't like GMO and trying to have to avoid it. I'm sick of it. I don't like being assaulted. And I don't like gibbering, dumbed-down people out there who serve the system and get all threatened by Osama bin Laden because he looks like a goofball and he's the enemy. You need to figure out the scientific dictatorship. If I make the claim that the White House science czar published books calling to add sterilants to the water, sodium fluoride, then you should go look it up and find out I told you the truth. You shouldn't just say this guy's a nut. No, I'm not the nut. If you don't at least look into this info and find out it's true, you are the nut. And I remember going to college. I remember that's why I got out of college. All it was how the family's bad, the Second Amendment's bad, Christians are bad, white people are bad. But that was only done so white folks who were, quote, the dominant group at the time would feel guilty. And then, okay, you're bad, but you do what the government tells you now, and so now you're a liberal. So they teach you, you're guilty, you're bad. Okay, what do I do to not be guilty? You turn in your guns. You hate the family. You do whatever you're told. Yes, I'm a trendy. You mutilate yourself. Yes, I'll do that. You know, it's just, well, I'll do whatever you say. You don't take baths. You drop out of society. Yes, I'll do that. That will show them. See, that's what Madison Avenue does. They make you feel inadequate, and then they sell you what will make you adequate. I'll go on these syndicated, predominantly black talk shows. And they'll sit there and ask me, well, we like what you say, but, you know, bottom line, do you not like Obama because you're racist? And I'll just say, you know what, let's just say I'm racist, okay? That's why I'm against aborting 52% of all blacks. I'm against the fact that 52% of blacks in the womb are killed before they're born since 73. And I'll be like, You see, that's the big litmus test. I mean, am I mad at some black groups that get all hyped up and think all the problems in the world are whitey? Am I threatened by that? Yeah, but I don't dislike you as an individual. I'd rather free your mind and have you right beside me. Because believe me, I'm way past what color your skin is. And so whites have this victimology of the black thing going, so the whites are guilty. But then meanwhile, they get behind Planned Parenthood fundraisers. You know, oh, look at this from a few weeks ago. The so-called trendy magazine weekly here in Austin, completely untrendy, and it says toxic shock: how the attack on Planned Parenthood is poisoning women's health care. Set up by Margaret Sanger to, quote, get rid of black weeds. And I have interviewed black nationals, well-known, you know, black guys first. We're going to say the black people. Now I say, what about abortion? And they'll look at you straight up and go, well, I support it. And I say, you support Margaret Sanger, who said, we got to get black leaders behind this abortion so we can kill these subhuman weeds. Oh, see, it's toxic shock. You got to stand up for women's rights. Nothing more demonic. Nothing more evil. I mean, once you buy into 51 million dead babies, 52% of blacks being having their babies killed, and it's a right. It's a good thing. Kill them babies. And then they put a skull with a woman's long hair coming out of it who shows that she's pregnant. So the image is pregnant is death. Life is death. See, this is an oxymoron. This is 1984. 2 + 2 = 100. This is up is down, down is up. Life is death. Life is bad. And Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, they love you. They care about you. They're good. They're good. They're good. They're good people. Listen, in Travis County is the only county in Texas where I've got to pay for women's abortions in tax money.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,504.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,543.06, $771.53 for a half ounce, or $385.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,543.06, $771.53, and $385.76.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
By the union, that big business man, and they're going out in that dinosaur.
All right, I'll take at least this round of calls. I said I was going into this hour to cover the Bin Laden stuff. I have a tendency to research stuff for days and then not even present it once I get here because it's not new to me anymore. But look at this cover of the Chronicle, and then I'm going to your calls. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see it, or later on the web archive there, you can see it. If not, it was the Austin Chronicle April 22nd cover, and I brought this in here weeks ago, meaning to use it. I could teach an entire semester class at a university on this one image. All the propaganda it entails, all the doublethink. Travis County, the only county in Texas where abortion is 100% funded by taxpayer money. They use the hospital district tax that my business pays for. I've got to pay for women to kill their children. That's all part of the government health care, all part of the eugenics. And they have a woman here, not the happiness of when you get the news you have a baby and that you're pregnant. No, it's two cross pregnancy tests because it's scrolling crossbones under a skull with pink hair coming out of it, long hair of a woman. And the subconscious image, and even conscious, is women are death, life is death, getting the news you're having a baby is a terrible thing, toxic shock, how the attack on Planned Parenthood is poisoning women's health care. Now, here they are playing the victims. I got to pay. They're overflowing with Rockefeller money. A woman that called black subhuman weeds, who she detested and wanted to kill, Margaret Sanger. I got to see her on the cover of Time magazine a few years ago as a great liberal. These aren't liberals. These are murdering Nazi scum. Hitler came out of them. But don't worry, the blacks love it too. Kill us, kill us, kill us. Kill our babies. Murder us. We love it. Shut up, white devil. I want to kill some black babies. I've had it with you. I've had it with everybody. We got a murdering group of scumbags that think we're a bunch of roaches and want to get rid of us. They're poisoning the food, the water, and telling us they're doing it. The statin drugs make you have heart attacks. The stinking insert says it. Everything's the opposite of what they say. And I'm sick of it. And they talk about a woman who's pregnant being a skeleton head. They're saying life is death. I'm sick of it. And what's really gross about it is that most of you people out there that serve evil are so dumb, you won't even know when you're being judged in life. I can't believe I ever got into this. I can't believe. With great knowledge comes great suffering. With great knowledge comes a lot of pain. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, we got so much evil around us. We are living in a matrix of evil. I said I'd go to your calls, and I got to get to them. So I got to get to this other 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax by Paul Joseph Watson. There's another nightmare one. I knew this was coming forever. They've been training for it. Internal passport terror alert overloads leads to call for no ride list. Internal passport terror alert overload leads to call for no ride list. And it's the no work list and the no everything list. It's just total evil. Borders are wide open. Tim in Michigan, go ahead. And then Janice, Matt, Leo, Estevan. I'll get to at least those five. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good because I just like before 9/11, I knew they were about to launch it. I'm going to have to watch the murdering terrorists blow up a bunch of stuff, shoot up shopping malls, maybe even nuke a city, and then prance around as our saviors on TV. And I can't handle it anymore.
Well, the first thing I thought of when they said, oh, Bin Laden was dead, you could just look at Barry's face, and you could tell he was lying, that it was all scripted.
I know, where's common sense? I can tell when my kids are lying. We have discernment. We're smart.
But crazy.
He looked like a complete criminal up there selling you a jalopy and saying it's a brand new car.
Well, listen, I got something I got to tell you real important. I even wrote you. I don't know if you got the letter, but I sent you a copy of my speech and what happened. I don't know if you got it yet, but I did put attention to you. Now, you know that I'm one by now after a couple of years, or excuse me, and then the Western.
Sir, I don't know. Tell me what happened. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay. Over the past few months, you and I together.
Are you the guy that called up with the idea? Now I remember, for the Google bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Stay there, Tim. Stay there. Look, the issue is when you can see these people, it's like they live. I'm having to walk around with the sunglasses, and other people won't put them on. I'm like Rowdy Piper, getting really angry here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Last night I heard Obama was coming to Texas for a whirlwind tour collecting money. But I didn't know he was coming to Austin. And I was just given this from KXAN. Obama to visit Austin for fundraiser. Senators ask him to review wildfire devastation. And it says he's going to be at the W Hotel down on 4th Street. And so there's the details of that. And I could go down there and bullhorn him tomorrow. But probably what the establishment would do would have so-called patriots go get a permit for it. Then if I was five blocks away trying to bullhorn, they'll run over and say stop. I'm not allowed to protest in Austin, even if it's an event I tell people to go to. But then I get a little paranoid about that. That's how they do that. But so be it. I had plans tomorrow at 5. But I may have to cancel those and get down there. It's 5 to 6 p.m. KXAN News will have live coverage of the president's visit tomorrow to Austin, Texas. We'll get this report, a link to this report, up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And let me explain something. I don't get permits. The state of Texas and the city of Austin have lost a bunch of lawsuits over arresting folks for having permits to protest. As long as you're not blocking a road, you don't need a stinking permit. And I think everybody should be down there tomorrow and not let them herd you five blocks down the road, behind a little gate and tell you that's where you stay. When Vicente Fox came to town, I bullhorned him at point blank range at the governor's mansion. If I go down there, and I'm strongly considering it, I'm not going to have any stinking permits that turns a right into a privilege. I protest the police department. I don't get a permit. Okay? Then I'll send a big crowd down there, and then Lord knows what will happen. But I'm probably going to go down there tomorrow night. So that's important information right there, because he needs to be exposed on this whole bin Laden hoax. But President Obama will arrive in Austin Tuesday evening. He first visits El Paso to give a speech on immigration. That's the big one for the total amnesty. He will head to Austin to attend a fundraiser for his 2012 presidential campaign. The private event will be held at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, hosted in the W Hotel at 310 West Willie Nelson Boulevard. While seeking money from people of Texas last week, the Obama administration denied a request to declare a disaster in Texas because of wildfires, which would make the state eligible for federal funds. Friday, both senators from Texas asked the president to turn the state's wildfire damage while he's here. So there you go, begging for our own money back. All right, let's go to your calls. I got to move quick now. Tim, finishing up the point you were making.
Okay, this is it, Alex. Between you and I, I'm also the guy that called in about, I went on the 4th of July and passed out the copies of the Bill of Rights. And I don't know if you remember me calling and telling you about that. Then there's a search term, info bomb. And then I also was the one that called and talked to you directly to the Michigan militia after they raided the Atari and told you that they raided Awake. That was also me. But here, and then me and you both had agreed on the man we picked out as the Fed. I'm just breaking down where I'm getting to. Okay, now, I single-handedly, now you're going to love this, man. Check this out. I single-handedly, by myself, by doing a few simple things, because I hear a lot of people talking. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What can I do? What can I do?
Start taking action. Go to city council and speak. Call into talk radio. Start your own organization. All of us by ourselves doing a little bit will bring the globalists to their knees.
That's what I did. And listen, I used their own document to hang them. What I did is I got a copy of their annual drinking report, drinking water report, and the first thing that's listed on here, Alex, one of the things that really shocks me is, I don't know if you've seen that commercial about one out of every 100 children will eventually develop autism, ADHD. I mean, that's an extremely large amount of number. Whether it's the fluoride or the vaccinations, I don't know.
It's all of it.
This is a scientific dictatorship, and that's what's going on. But anyway.
So the point is, you went to your city council to fight fluoridation, and you had their own document.
No. They sent me the correct document, and the first thing on the list was the term regulated contaminant, and underneath it says fluoride. Now, regulated contaminant means how much contaminant we put in the water. If you want to break down the layman's
term. No, you're right. They call it a contaminant. It's what it is.
And then it says level detected 1.1. So I refer over to some of my speech, which I verified every single resource.
Well, now the feds have had to say cut it down to 0.7 or 0.0. They've cut it from 1.2 part per million to down to 7. So they've cut it almost by half. And that's because they admit all the bone cancer increasing. But Tim, I love hearing from you, but we've got to jump to other callers. So you're saying you hung them with it. Did you go to a meeting? What did you do with the information?
Yes, I went to a meeting. I wrote a speech. I posted flyers all over town. And when I called and talked to the guy at the water department, he said, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls this week. I'm wondering why, you know. Well, me and my girlfriend went pacing downtown with one of the flyer that you did, the yellow one.
Yes.
And then I made one up on my own, you know. And this is how I hung them. It says, levels detected, 1.1 part per million. But in my research that is also backed up, it says amounts below 1 part per million may seriously depress the ability of white blood cells to destroy pathogenic agents. I use their own numbers and my research to hang these people. I also gave them a copy of Dr. Conant's Dangers of Fluoride speech. I burned a bunch of them, handed those out. And 2 weeks later, I get a call from the water board. I've got ABC, NBC, and CBS, and two major newspapers on May 16th, that's on a Monday of May, want to interview me. And
beautiful. I got to jump, Tim. But another example, Tim calling in with the Google bomb, info bomb idea, reached tens of millions in the city where he lives. I meant to ask him what city. Tim, you still there?
Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Mount Clemens.
People should join you and get involved. God bless. An example. Look, I'm just a normal guy who got mad at the globalist 17 years ago and took action, really about 19 years ago, but took me a few years to get on air. The point is, if you have the truth and you don't stop, you can't be beaten. Okay? And we have the facts, and we're not going to stop. And that's why the globalists haven't killed me, because they know the ideas are bulletproof. And all it will do is underline and highlight everything I've said and done. In fact, it's now time for you to do it. It's now time for you to lead. I might show up. I might not. But the point is, everybody should go down and protest Obama tomorrow. And everywhere else he goes, you should print up this article by the hundreds and hand it out. 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Hand these out to everybody. The media will pick it up. They will cover it. It's not like I need to go down there to get in the media. I can go make a 5-minute YouTube video today and it'll get 700,000, a million views. I'm just a prisoner of how much media we can get control of. It's just, I'm not even worthy for this. I don't even want to be near the police and the fawning over the president. I may actually go down there tomorrow because I don't want to go down there. I just don't want an Austin cop coming over to me and saying you're not allowed to protest. Then I have to tell him, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to have to personally sue you. It'll just be some poor fluoride head cop, probably already got major brain damage from the chemtrails. And I don't even want to look at him. You know, I mean, at a certain point, folks, I've been doing this so long and so much that I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't. I mean, at a certain point, I just can't even look at these people. And the way they'll have all the police fire engines and cop cars honoring this criminal and hyping it up like he actually runs something. You know, all the pomp and circumstance around the president is about diverting you onto the president to think he runs something instead of the big bankers that really run this country. All right, I just spent 15 minutes with that caller. Janice in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I'm okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I changed my name to Patience.
Well, I do like a lot of today's just not even open the phones, you know?
I know. Well, anyway, I had one question when you opened the lines for the Bin Laden caper.
Yeah, in fact, maybe I should just take calls tomorrow just on that subject, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I called in about. And I had one question, and it turned into five because I've been thinking. And I'm just going to, instead of waiting for you to respond or for your answers, I'm just going to blurt the questions out. Number one, I'm not a military expert, but I'd like to know why they're telling us they use the Navy SEALs, because I thought they were divers and had to do with water, and I don't know, maybe we can ask Jesse Ventura, but I don't know where there's water around Pakistan or how that would fit in.
No, they started out as underwater demolition teams, D-Day in the Atlantic and the Pacific with the Japanese, then it was expanded to the Navy SEALs. They have subgroups, the underwater demolition teams, that deal with the water stuff mainly, but all of them are trained to be able to operate on land, air, sea, everything, and they're, you know, of the special operations groups, they're one of the oldest and most prestigious, and so they do operate on land.
Green Berets also, probably, or anything like
they
that.
They all do. All of them do.
I'm just saying, Navy SEALs sound suspect to me. There's no water around Pakistan. The second question was the Pakistan compound. Was it surrounded by U.S. government buildings and military buildings? I thought I heard something that points to an inside job or whatever, or insider-type information.
It was in the middle of a controlled military area where they
U.S.
have checked.
No,
Pakistani. But there were also U.S. spies crawling all over the place.
Was near embassies and military American stuff, but I didn't.
Well, there are some military U.S. military enclaves, but mainly it's just offices.
Okay, and the third question is the guest you had last week for like three different days. Very important. I can't remember his name. It's not important. I didn't.
Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Yeah. He, if we could get that, those three interviews of, on CD or, even DVD or whatever, so that I think it would speak where we could hand them out to people, you know, so that we could, address the truth about this, whole caper.
That's a great point. The Pachenik interviews are all up on PrisonPlanet.tv, and they've got several million views in the aggregate at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. They're there.
Then
free.
Don't you have to pay for the to get on the Alex Jones channel
no.
to watch them?
No.
You don't?
No.
Anybody on the internet can go?
Yep.
Because I like to hand the CDs out. I don't have internet.
Yeah, no, I can't give out free CDs because I'd have to pay to print the CDs and ship them, and we'd be bankrupt in about a day. But the PrisonPlanet.tv members get it in higher quality. It's uploaded there first. There are expanded extras and things that are just on PrisonPlanet.tv, but that's pretty much a donation to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and it's all in one place. And they suspended our YouTube channels before, so it's there as an archive. But 90% of what's on the PrisonPlanet.tv is on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
Okay, I don't have internet, but I'd like to hand out these CDs like chocolate. And if I had paid $10 for it or whatever, I would. But anyway, the other fourth question, I heard Obama when you played the tape when he's announcing that we killed Osama or whatever. The town, he said, was Abbottabad.
Yep.
But then I heard on the news that it was Islamabad. So which is it? Abbottabad or Islamabad?
Ma'am, they posed for a photo with Hillary covering her mouth going, and said they were watching him kill him, and it turns out it was all fake, no video feed, nothing. Of course it's completely fake. The whole thing's fake. I appreciate your call. Really great points and questions. And I went into fourth hour of overdrive to cover the 10 facts that proved Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax and never got to it. I'll try to here in a moment. Janice, and I'm sorry you've been on hold so long. What happens is I'm so fundamentally freaked out by this, I can talk for 5 hours without taking calls or having a guest on. Then I want to warn people about how the statins are triggering the Alzheimer's, so we have a medical doctor on about that. I just want to warn people. I just want it to stop. They're killing us. But because they wear white lab coats, we bow down and worship them. Because they wear police uniforms, we bow down and worship them. We have a corrupt, sinister global elite of corrupt people that compete with each other to see who the most evil is to get into power. And we are in a hellish situation. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Arizona. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I sound pretty heated this morning, this afternoon, I guess, I've been on hold since this morning. But I just want to... I talked to you last week, Monday, and, you know, I'd say about a year ago, I started waking up a bit here and there. You know, I'm a military man, have been for a long time, and I've got a lot of information in my mind, and I've been trying to figure out how to do my part, you know, like your statement on the radio. You always say, what are you doing to wake up mine?
Start doing YouTube videos, and you can even disguise your face if you want to.
Exactly, and I've legally researched what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say. Of course, I don't want to put anyone else or myself in jeopardy because they will take care of you. So I just want, you know.
Well, yeah, but at a certain point, we got to just say, I don't care anymore. You know, you join the military to fight and die for America. Well, America's being destroyed by the criminals that have taken control of it and our military. And so, yeah, we don't even need to know stuff that's classified. We can see the movements they're making, and we can then triangulate what's really going on behind the scenes. But specifically, you say you have a lot of information that'll be informative. What can you tell us? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, in relation to Osama and how much we've known about him over the years, I was involved in five continents. I've operated all over the world. And a big part of my operation, I was in the Navy and the Army, and a big part of our operation in the Navy, both in South China Sea, the Middle East, this has all been declassified. The South China Sea, the Middle East, and off the coast of Somalia was to intercept, board, and essentially pick out people on these ships, slave traders, just you know, immigrants trying to leave Iraq, get a hold of them, question them, and whoever we weren't interested in, we'd just abandon them at sea or shoot them. It's just normal. They're terrorists. You know, they're allowed to be killed. That's kind of the mentality of the military today. You know, no remorse. Just pop and it's over.
Well, for those that don't know, they now admit in Afghanistan, they just go in and wipe out whole villages. That's what the good guys do. And then there's this double think when the globalists kill us and say it's foreigners that are doing it. We're like, you know, oh, it's horrible. Our people have died. Then cry about it and freak out for, you know, months and cower under our beds while the TSA gropes one-year-old babies. But please continue.
Well, the information we gathered, and we're told this by the command, the information we gathered was instrumental, and we would constantly get more and more information. We knew where he was every moment, and one Tomahawk cruise missile, and it would have been over. But we timed it to where it was politically correct. Now, whether he was already dead or whether we killed him a week ago, only God knows that, but you know, it's very possible he was. But
let me give folks something that's public. In 1996, they had him in Sudan, and they said, come get him, and Clinton said no. I mean, it goes on and on.
Right, and as far as the SAP we were, you know, discussing last week, that was, it's part of what the military does. You get your soldiers to, you know, when they enter the military, you're thinking, I'm here to serve my country, I'm here to fight, if I die, so be it. But they instill that hate in you, so now your goal in the military is to kill the enemy, which isn't the point. The point is to keep people free. But at that point, you stop caring about the people, and people want to know whether soldiers will fire on American citizens. Well, all they have to be told is those American citizens are a threat to your family, and you start shooting them. If you're willing to shoot innocents in Iraq and
Afghanistan. Well, are people in the military that you know, because the people I know are waking up, are people you know in the military, are they aware of anything or the world government or the larger stuff that's going on? Or do they ask, why is Anwar al-Awlaki, the new head of al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon? I mean, this is all admitted.
I'd say one in every five men or women that you question in the military about it, they know. But are they brave enough to speak out? Because it's not that they're going to be taken and imprisoned for speaking out. It's too blatant. It's too obvious. But they're going to be shunned. They're not going to get promotions. They're not going to get pay increases. They're going to lose their friends. It's blatant. It's like a closed community. They'll shun you if you step outside.
Yeah, it's like the mafia.
Exactly. And as soon as, you know, we found out, you know, I found out the kind of atrocities that I saw in the military. I mean, absolute 100% atrocities. I had to step back and say, am I going to be a part of this? And I decided, no, I'm not going to be a part of this. You know, regardless of what they decide to do to me, I'm not going to stand in front of God later on and say, oh, I didn't choose a side. I just went along, you know, with what was normal. Because guess what? That doesn't work.
When you guys would pull the ships over, what percentage of the people did you line up on the deck and shoot in the head?
Well, mostly it went on in the other ship. It wasn't done blatantly out publicly. I'd say we grabbed maybe 10% of the people on the ship because the majority of them are slaves or just human trafficking. But most of them we just stranded at sea. We disabled the ship, board the ship, and then just stranded at sea. That way we're not saying we murdered them, their ship broke down. And then the rest we would either shoot right there, the ones who were armed, and the rest you fly off. And God knows, I have no idea what happened to those guys from there.
Yeah, they've got hundreds of black sites where every pervert, psychiatrist, and government operative that loves to... I mean, I read those Army reports, the Tagumbu report, what they did at Abu Ghraib to the kids. And it's all just admitted, and that's what the good guys do. They take acid and pour it in the little kid, and they, I don't know, it's pretty demonic, but that's why we're judged. That's why America's going down.
Right, and these thoughts have been surfacing over time. You know, about a year ago, I was doing a paper on concentration camps in Nazi Germany and Nazi Germany overall, and I found an article about, you know, United States concentration camps, and it was one of those moments of thinking, okay, could this really be going on? Which caused me to research more and more, and I watched some of your videos, and I saw things online, And everyone I discussed this with, especially in the military, I mean, pure 100% denial, regardless of how many facts you showed them. And it's just an example of right now how brainwashed this country is. It really is. It's no longer a theory. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. All these things that were called conspiracy theories 10 years ago, the mainstream media admits they're facts.
Oh, I see articles in the last month, a bunch of them, where they go, yeah, we had to get tough with them in Afghanistan. We just go in and kick doors in and kill everybody. And then I hear people on local radio going, yeah, they're getting tough. That's how you win wars. Rush Limbaugh's like, wow, we accidentally killed people in World War II. We bombed whole cities. We didn't do that until World War II. The point is, it's like a tough guy thing. Well, most of those guys are coming back to be cops, and they're damaged goods. I mean, either they freak out and you know, repent for it but are still screwed up, or they want more, more, more. And I remember Private Gruckheimer, 2002, Ithaca Journal, Ithaca, New York. He said, I'm proud of what we did. We went into whole villages, killed everybody, including babies. And the Pentagon came out on Fox News 2 days later and said, we want to clarify. We only kill everyone in certain villages. I mean, why kill little children? Did you ever hear about that, killing little kids?
I know it happened. I know it happens. I never saw it personally. But I did see things that were almost equally as horrible.
So I guess you just walk over to the baby crib, and there's a little one-year-old, and you just, what, you just stick a riot shotgun up to the head, and boom, it's just, hey, go Team America, woo, yeah. That baby's head blew off just like Pat Tillman's. Yeah, I took him out.
I'd say that sort of thing isn't as common. I mean, most of us aren't that heartless, but it mostly happens with a Tomahawk cruise missile or a hand grenade that was poorly placed. And it's one of those things where some soldiers, not many, will shrug their shoulders and walk away. Others, you know, like myself, the things I've seen and some of the things I've done, it'll haunt me and stay with me for the rest of my life. And that's my punishment for going along with it and being part of it.
Well, let me tell you, brother, it's not just going to haunt you, Matt. It's now coming back to America. Everything we visited on others will come back on us sevenfold.
Exactly. And I've explained, you know, told my wife about some of these things that haunt me. And it's almost like she thinks it's normal. You know, oh, this is just what happens to people in the military. And she's right now. You know, the things that happened in Vietnam, everybody looked back on that, you know, oh, we're past that. Well, wrong. That's how we get the fear.
Well, you know what, Apocalypse Now, they're it's Full Metal Jacket. They're flying around, and the guy says, how do you kill women and children? He's shooting them out of a helicopter, you know, in an area not controlled by the VC. And he says, how do you kill women and children? Joker does. And he says, it's easy. You just don't lead them so much because women and children don't run as fast. And then starts laughing. And I was talking to Dr. Bob Bowman. I think he told the story. He knew fighter pilots who would just shoot up innocent people for fun. And it becomes like a video game. I talked to other Vietnam vets where it was like that. It's just kill them. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. I think that was a Jesuit saying from before. I'm going into super overdrive for just 5 minutes because I promise I'll go to Estevan, Robert, and Everett. But, John, give them my secret bat number here. Then call in the phone system. Just those three in super overdrive, and then I'm done because we got a long way to go, a short time to get there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.